Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Well, you know, you can't always, I like to get a little raw footage in the beginning. You know, you can't always hear things, but you can feel everything. And I'm about to feel you here on the edge, Elizabeth Carney. Brains, we're in for a treat. She's coming to us from her newly remodeled or in current renovation castle in Italy. She left Italy. She left England to go to Italy to create a wonderful retreat center and reestablish her life. She's an author. She's a healer. She's a coach. She's going to talk to us about, you know, the work that she does with sound healing therapy. I'm so excited. And she is also going to talk to us about what is inside of her pages, her newly released book, Totally Real. And I've been thumbing through this. I'm going to read a little excerpt because I believe in what she's doing. It resonates with my heart. It resonates with my soul. And so that's very important. You know, I'm just not going to have anybody on the show talking about just anything. It has to connect in a heart-centered kind of way. It has to invest in emotional intelligence and has to build relationship capital, or it's not for the edge. But right there, Elizabeth Carney is on the edge. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Delighted to be talking with you on this Saturday evening.
I know. Well, it's Saturday afternoon for me here in San Diego, California. And you said that the weather has been kind of bad there.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's bad. It's been refreshing to get rain after a month of 35 degrees and no let up. You would go, you know, going outside, you must know in California, you go outside and if there's a little breeze, it feels like somebody turned the oven on you. The fan.
Well, we have
oven.
To remember too, Brains, that she said degrees, but we're basing it on Fahrenheit. So that's what, almost what, 90 degrees, 95?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I never remember the conversions exactly.
Yeah, I'm not really good at it, but I times three, so I get it. Yeah, we get that way. I was just telling you in the green room prior to that it's fire season here in California, so we're really trying to clear all the brush away because I'm telling you, the fires here are absolutely awful. But you are on fire in another kind of way. Tell us what lights you up. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Oh, wow. Where would you like me to start? I mean, I am living in, as you said, my castle on the hill. My new home, this beautiful home, which is right on top of a ridge in a beautiful part of Italy called Abruzzo. And it's on the Adriatic side, the other side of Italy from Rome. And I have mountains one way. I have vineyards down below. And it's just, you know, the very first time I saw this place, I walked out and I stood on the terrace and it's like, this is it, I've come home. And that view, whatever the season, it never gets old. It lights up my soul. It gives me, you know, it talks to me. And those guys up and down with their tractors watering the vineyards, this rain the last 2 days, it's just so needed. It's so refreshing. And it's like you see those vines just, you know, all blossoming and growing. And it's like I'm living in the center of abundance, right in the middle of Mother Earth and nature. I've got all of it, mountains, air, the sea. I literally walk 100 yards. I'm not on the, you know, I can't see it from the house, but the Adriatic is just a spit away. Oh, and it's wow. The most gorgeous turquoise blue at the moment. Well, probably not today, but it has been. And it's just, it takes your breath away.
So what encouraged the move from England to Italy?
Well, it started a few years ago. And, you know, after my corporate journey, when I started on more of a spiritual path, and I started learning and getting involved in different therapies, like angelic Reiki, like sound therapy, like shamanic healing, all sorts of healing processes, which, by the way, I realized I'm not learning them. I've known them all before. Mm. And it's like a remembering, and the connections come through. And I kept having this dream. And if I would go into meditations, it was the same. This theme kept coming up. And I just kept hearing this little voice, which was between the lake and the mountains, between the lake and the mountains. And so here I am right now between the lake and the mountains. Mm-hmm. And it was so compelling. And I'm like, I really don't know where this is. I don't know what country it's in. I have no clue. And then one day I woke up, and somehow, you know how the universe is listening, and Facebook even is like reading your thoughts now. You don't even have to say it out loud. And there is.
I tell people all the time, you know, Mr. Zuckerberg has us hypnotized.
I'm sure he does. But because then I start seeing pictures and like adverts and real estate listings for this place in Abruzzo that I've never heard of. I'm like, where is Abruzzo? And then I went to, we have this show in the UK called The Place in the Sun Show. And they get, it's a big TV program, and they take people off to different parts in the world where they're looking for a new life in the sun. And we went along to have a look. And there was a little area, which was Italy. There's a lot from Florida. And we walked in there, took my son and his girlfriend, and we're wandering about. And I'm like, yeah, this looks good. This looks good. And we came out, and my son's girlfriend turned around, and she said to me, I really like that guy. I'm like, why is that? And she said, because he was the only one who asked you what you wanted. He said, what are you looking for? He didn't try and drag you onto his stand and go, look at what houses I've got to sell you.
Right.
And I came out several times, and I was close. And then I came home, and I'm like, no. I walked into this house, and I'm like, this is the one. And then the fun began. That was like 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And then I had an issue with getting the finances together. But I held fast, and I'm like, this is my house. Mm. He sold it twice. And I was devastated. But I'm like, you know, actually, this is my house. And it fell in both times. People had issues with selling their houses, selling their existing properties. And then one day, everything aligned. I had the money back on the market, and I'm like, yeah, I'm coming.
Wow.
And then I had the flights booked. And then we know what happened. We have this global pandemic start. So that stopped all of that. And then I'm like, you know, so here I am. I have the money, and I'm not any further forward. And then I get a phone call saying, we think we can get you into the notary's office in July. What do you reckon? I said, I'm coming. And wow. instead of thinking I'm going to fly out, fly back, get the renovations done, I'm like, let's get the dog and the cats to the vet. Let's get their passports. Let's get them in the car. Let's get the removals sorted. Mm-hmm. And I just came, because somehow it's like, I'm not messing about. I'm just going to go. And that was literally last week, a year ago, that I signed for this house and moved in.
Mm. And you moved in, and you needed to do a lot of renovations and reconstructions. But what is your dream for this property? It's more than just a residence. It's more than just a metaphor and a dream. You've got bigger plans for it. Tell us a little bit about the retreat center.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I currently have 7 bedrooms. Well, I think I might get down to slightly less. I have 3 stories. It is such a wonderful location. And my vision is that this is a haven for people that need space to figure out their lives, you know, to come on retreat, to be part of something, or just to be. No pressure. No green smoothies and yoga at dawn, you know? If they want to come and do...
Thank you. Thank you. That's good. So I know when I come that I could be able to have a steak and a glass of wine.
We have a beautiful cantina 2 minutes down the road. And they have like these petrol pump things that the wine comes out of.
Oh my God.
And you can fill your own containers, and it's award-winning wine.
I bet.
And I learned recently it's actually a cooperative that was set up just over 60 years ago by the locals. So all these guys I see running around in their tractors, they all take their grapes when they're ready.
Oh, wow.
To the same vineyard. And that, you know, they do the white grapes and they do the red grapes or the other way around. And they produce this beautiful wine. I mean, why go to Italy and not drink the wine?
Absolutely.
Or eat the food?
Absolutely.
Because it is fabulous.
I bet. So, but you are going to produce some great things there because you have some great gifts. You know, you may be able to eat what you want and, you know, watch television or listen to music, but you're also going to get filled up on some spiritual things that you need, some cleansing, some healing. You are really into sound healing. Show us some of the, would you call them tools or instruments that you use?
These are tuning forks. Now, I don't know if you're going to hear it, but I'll ding it. This is the Om. And the Om is the sound of creation. The Om is the first sound you hear as you are born.
Mm.
It is the sound really of the universe.
That's when you that's like in meditation or when you keep the teeth open and it's Om.
Absolutely. This is that sound.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I have loads. And this one is a smaller one. It's the 528. You know, it vibrates. And this one is the most amazing tool for healing, for like bee stings, for, you know, you take out the pain.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I have mosquito bites. And I'm like, the first thing I reach for is this. And I take it out and then I put some healing back in.
Wow.
And then recently I've been working with the violet flame and this beauty. I've been working with Egypt and Atlantis, and this one here, this beauty is it's called Atlantis. And
wow.
my friend Debbie, who taught me sound healing, it's vibrational sound therapy with this variety of tuning forks, and I can tune into people and do like a prescriptive healing.
Wow.
And I've tested it out so many times, you know, with people I know, and I know their stories, but I do the prescriptive healing, and I've deliberately tried to forget what they all represent and what they're all good for. And yet whenever I get drawn to which ones are the right ones for them, it never fails. It's absolutely spot on. You know, if I would go in to pick them rather than, you know, douse on them, those would be the ones I would pick. I've worked with people who have MS, who have, who've told me that the pain immediately reduces. They have more gaps in between episodes. You know, the first time I worked with this one lady, she couldn't feel anything. She couldn't feel the vibration. And like by the second time, she's like, oh, what's that? I can feel it in my, you know, in my knee or my, and then as we continued, you know, after a few weeks, a few sessions, she could feel it from her toes all the way up her leg.
Oh,
and, you know, her pain was reducing. And because we are sound, we are vibration. We're made up of, you know, the water.
Absolutely.
In us and everything. It
Absolutely.
Vibrates.
You know, it's like, again, I share this story a lot. When my mother was passing, I played my sound bowls, my singing bowls. And I literally felt this portal opening for the angels to transfer her soul. And she was at peace. And it was just, we were in a trance. We were in a trance by the sound of the vibration. It's like the ripple of skipping rocks on the water. You just see it going forever and ever and ever. And it would get louder, louder, louder. And you would start to tremble. It's amazing. That what you can do, you're breaking, it's like cracking an egg. You know, you're really getting into the core of it. You're getting into the yolk of your soul. You do a lot of other healings too. You know, you do Reiki. I've had Reiki. That is an amazing energy work. You also do some, don't you use some essential oils as well?
I do. I've worked with essential oils for, well, over 30 years. I've always believed in natural therapies. And I've worked with essential oils for many, many years. And I make up my own. You know, I've made up like little prescriptive things for family members. And I do all that intuitively. You know, I get a sense of what it is, and I pick a bunch of oils that I think would be right, and then I get them to sniff, you know, and whichever ones they're most drawn to, I make up a blend, and yeah, it always works out beautifully. I made one called Speak Your Heart Truth, and this one has a beautiful story, because I'd been on a writing retreat, and I came home. And I was walking in front of a bookshelf, and like this book literally launched itself off the shelf and landed at my feet. I'm like, okay. And I picked it up, and it's open at this blend that somebody had created, which was called Speak Your Truth. So I thought, right, I'm going to make this up. And I made a blend, and I thought, ah, but there's something not quite right. And I took it to a friend of mine. And she's like, "There's something missing." And then she gave me a suggestion as to what was missing. And I can't even remember which oil it was now. I've got the list somewhere. And I came home and I made it up with the other oil. And I brought it back into, we were doing a workshop. And I came in with this. And she took one sniff of this and she's like, "Wow, that is awesome. That is so powerful." The woman sitting next to me, she's like, "How much are you going to sell that for?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, 20. She's like, she reached in and got a 20 out of her purse and went, "Give me that one, I want it." And it got renamed Speak Your Heart Truth, because the oil that went in it really goes to the heart. And the people that have used it, they're like, they're able to speak. They're able to say things that they weren't able to say before, but in a good way, not in a, you know, that things are unable to come out. I mean, it's, to me, it's all magic and it's all connection, whether it's sound, essential oils, angelic Reiki. And I realized that all of whatever new therapies I learn and study, I have known them all before. And it's like, I am remembering. And I now work, when I work with people, when I coach people or I give healing, you know, quite often people that need healing need coaching and vice versa. People that need, you know, the one thing need the other. And I do healing with my coaching clients and whatever's intuitive. Healing people, you know, I've got crystals. The Reiki, you can't stop it. The Reiki comes through anyway. The angels come through, the healers. They come through. Once it's in you, it comes out of you. And they join with the sound and everything. And it's just, you get transported. Like you said, it's like a portal opens and you can be somewhere else. I truly believe
it. Well, that's how you are totally real. Brains, this is a copy of her book, Totally Real. It says, A Blueprint to Reboot Your Life by Elizabeth Carney. And I was flipping through it. And I fell in love with this passage, and I'd like to share it with you. It's on page 134. Ideas. Ideas. What are they? And does everyone have them? Yes, of course. Everyone has ideas. It makes me mad when I hear people say, I am not an ideal person. They could be if they chose to be. Okay. So some of us have more creativity, business, or maybe world-changing ideas than others, but we all have ideas. Are you the quiet person at the back of the room who doesn't tell anyone your ideas for fear of being ridiculed or not listened to? Do you always apply your filter at home, at work, business, because you don't believe in yourself? Are you the person who mutters at the coffee machine, I told them, fill in the blanks. Do you allow others to always take control of your own ideas are they suppressed? You know, I'm an idealist. I'm a big dreamer. Oh my God. I dream the impossible dream. I always have since I was a child. And it begins with a thought, you know, and acting on that. Everything is not going to come to fruition, but run it through the process. All of us have creative geniuses. All of us have ideas. All of us have wishes. All of us have passion, but we also have pain. How do we put all this together to create a recipe for success, Elizabeth?
Wow, that's a big, big question.
A big question.
And a big question indeed. And you starting with thoughts, you know, thoughts create our reality.
Yes.
And the thoughts create our reality from the moment we're born, the moment we're thinking, the moment we are paying attention to what people are saying to us. And, you know, we're born this being of infinite potential and infinite limitless possibility. And as soon as, you know, we can actually do anything, people tell us no. People tell us to stop. And those patterns, as we're told no by our parents, by our schools, you know, as we you know, get told by our friends, oh, you don't want to do that, do this. And we go along. And this is how we start to suppress our own thinking, go along with other people, make ourselves less, stand back. And I've worked with people who have been stuck in, you know, the good girl mode, for example, for, you know, 50 years of their life because of something that happened when they were 6 years old. Mm. And that thought process is in their head. So my first thing is take control of your thoughts. Take control of your thoughts, because all of our thoughts, whether they're conscious or unconscious, they are creating the neural pathways in our brains. And that's science. This isn't something I made up. You know, there's proof of this. And that then delivers what we have in our, right, in our life. So, you know, the people that are there, I mean, I know somebody who was constantly, you know, when she would talk about like her family and illnesses that they'd had and everything, you know, and she, you know, I think her father had a heart attack and died, her mother had cancer, her sister had, and she said, oh, well, it'll be just my luck that I'll get cancer. And she said this so many times. And guess what happened to that poor woman? She kept focusing on this, and yet she got it. And she, God bless her soul, she was just 57 years old when she was taken. And I'm, you know, I have echoes of her voice saying that she was likely to get this. And I'm like, you should not think like that. You should not vocalize this. And you need to understand what you're thinking, understand what you're saying, and take control of it. Because if you're thinking and speaking about things that you don't really want,
absolutely,
you should not be surprised, even, you know, because you're focusing on them.
You're manifesting
and
they're
coming into your life. Yeah, absolutely.
You're bringing it forward, you know. And I talk about good stuff like ice cream and
yeah,
you know, a visit to Italy to visit you in the castle, to drink wine. Wait. I can already see it, because as a manifester, I'm also a strategic planner. And I already see the outcome. As I see the outcome, I work backwards. Then I look at the resources. How am I going to get it? And then ultimately it falls right in line, because I've created a memory instead of something, you know, that is fictional or possible. I've already set it up in my mind, what I'm going to do, what it's going to look like, what it's going to taste like, what it's going to feel like. And that is what's going to happen. And that can be good, bad, or indifferent. Your relationships, your finances, your health, you know, your power as a woman, your feminine energy, because we are now in the age of Aquarius, and it is a much different, kinder, more sensual universe. And so we need to be able to capitalize on that and spread that around the world, because we have so much going on. There's been so much from Pisces that I want to leave with Pisces. Okay. It was rough. And this pandemic, we don't know. It's never going to go away. It's like the flu. It's here to stay.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do to control it? How are we going to be progressive thought leaders? How are we going to be innovators? How are we going to work with people such as Elizabeth Carney to get our tuning, you know, to come to a beautiful retreat space, to get some shamanic healing, to do some Reiki. I'm just so excited for you, what you're doing, and how you're putting this all together. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. We're going to keep them informed when the retreat is open to come and visit you and to do some work with you and to purchase this amazing book that you have here. I'm so excited for you. This is available on Amazon Brains. You can get it. I suggest that you use it for your summer read. It's great with a nice libation and a big sun hat. And to really be able to enjoy it. And I know we're going sailing later on today, and this will definitely be in my bag. But tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Elizabeth, please.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have a website, which is pure and simple, elizabethcarney.co.uk. And my email address is liz@elizabethcarney.co.uk. Pretty plain and simple. And obviously, as April said, you know, the book is available on Amazon all over the world. And this, you know, we've touched on it, and the reviews that I'm getting and the people that are reaching out to me, you know, now I know that this is a book for our times. It's a book for our times because it is more relevant now than ever. More people are getting divorced because of the pandemic. More people have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. We've got people dying everywhere. This book was originally how to help people that hit a crisis, and its audience just multiplied massively. And, you know, my thing is supporting and helping people. It's applied common sense. You've hit a brick wall, you don't know where to go, and I've given you some steps on how to get out the other side and create a life that you want and live that life on your terms. That's all this book is.
And well, you have given us the steps to create a dance. And I am just so glad that I am walking with you and beside you. You are an amazing woman. Please come back to On the Edge right here and share with me and my brains moving forward about what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how you're going to help us through it. Thank you so much for being here on the Edge with us again, Elizabeth. You're amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Brains, I need you to go in and subscribe. Go in and follow Elizabeth. You're on LinkedIn. Are you on Twitter and Instagram as well?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, Elizabeth Carney. I have a Facebook page, and my business Facebook page is Elizabeth Carney as well. Instagram, yeah, I'm on Twitter. I changed the Twitter name. It's not on the tip of my tongue, but I do know what it is. I can message you.
And she'll give it to me, and I'll put it on the Facebook link at the bottom. We want to raise the algorithms. We want to raise the engagement, brains. That's what's important. It's not the fact that you have people that are liking, you know, that are following you. We want to interact and engage. We want to ask Elizabeth the questions that we want to know, and we want to also give her some feedback on things that she might be able to provide us moving forward. So I ask that you do the same for me. Go in and like, love, share with all of your friends all around the world. That's how it goes viral. That's how we do what we do on the Edge. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. You've been an amazing guest.
Thank you. Thank you, April. It's been wonderful. Wonderful talking to you.